In our previous year, we began a discussion regarding the halachas of tying together the dalaminim. And as we said, as the Gemara said, it's machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rabbanon. According to Rav Yehuda, the chiyuv of tying together dalaminim is a chiyuv d'oraisa. According to the Rabbanon, it's only because of zeh keli vanveyu. And the Rashash makes a point. He says, this that the Gemara says that the dalaminim have to be tied together is really lav dafka, because we know that the esrig is not together with the other dalaminim. As the Gemara, indeed, in Masechta Sukkah, daf lamed dalad amud beis, teaches us, Amar loy Reb Elezer, yochye esrig imoim beguda echos. We would think that the esrig is together with the other minim in one aguda. Amrit, v'chinem pre-eitz hoda v'kapas tamarim. If the Torah would have said pre-eitz hoda with the vav, with the v'kapas tamarim, indeed, we would come to that type of a conclusion. V'loylei nemer, but if we look in the pasuk says el kapos. There is no vav connecting the lulav to the esrig. Haray, so from here we see that the esrig doesn't get tied together. Darachaner, however, says that even though there is no chiyuv to tie the esrig together, still there is, says the Gra and the Kapas Tamarim, that the halach is that the esrig should be kept close to the other minim. As the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Tofresh Nun Aleph Sif Yur Aleph teaches us, Tzorach Lechaber HaEsrog Lelulav, we have to connect the Esrog to the Lulav, B'Shas Ninua, when we shake the Dalaminim, L'Naneya B'Shneim B'Yachad, and shake them all together. And in fact, the Beis Yosef over there has a very interesting discussion. He says that the Maram, the Rav Menachem Rakant, the Rakanti, says that this din, that you have to keep the Esrig as close as possible to the other Gimel Minim, came to him in a dream. He says it was the first night of Sukkos. He says he was dreaming that there's somebody who's writing the Shem Hashem. And we know the letters of the Shem Hashem are Yud Kei Vav Kei. And he kept on distancing the letter Hey from the last letter Hey of the Yud Kei Vav Kei from the previous three letters. And he says that he asked this person, the Rakanti asked this person, what are you doing? That's not the way to write the Shem Hashem. And he responded to him, Kach noihagim bim kaimeni. And I told him, that's our minig. And he said, I told him that's incorrect. And he says, I woke up in the morning and I was very disturbed about this dream that I had at night. He says, the next day, this person, who was his guest, apparently, who he was having this dream about by night, I saw when he was taking the dalaminim, he was keeping the esrig separate from the other dalaminim. And he says, now I understood. He says, because the Medrash says that all dalaminim represent the Shema, represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kapas Tamar, the Medrash says, Hoid v'hoda lefonov. Kapas tomorrow is what Kodesh Baruch Hu Shnema Tzadik Atema Yifroch. Vanafe it's obvious that Kodesh Baruch Shnema who Oymed Ben Adasim. Vavei Nechel is what Kodesh Baruch Hu Shnema Soyla Soyla Leroyche Barovis. The Esrig is a Kodesh Baruch Hu Priyates Hodo Kodesh Baruch Hu Shnema Hoyd Vahodo Lefonav. So all of them represent Hashem. And if you don't keep the Esrig together, then you're separating the Shem Hashem. So even though, as we're learning, the esrog is not actually tied together with the other dalaminim, it should be kept together. And the Chasam Sofer says in a tshuva that there are people who are reluctant to keep the esrog together with the other minim because they're concerned that the other minim will damage the esrog and cause it to have different marks. Says the Chasam Sofer, that is actually the beauty of the esrog. The beauty of the esrog is that it gets these marks because you use them to do a mitzvah. How do you actually fulfill the mitzvah to be ma'agid lulav? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph, says that you should make a full-fledged knot. Kesher agabe kesher. Not just a bow. The Mishnah Berura quotes a tshuvas, a gura ba'alecha, that many people don't actually tie together, but they make what we know is called the kaishalach. They make out of the leaves of a lulav a holder, and they put the lulav in it. That is also considered fulfilling the mitzvah of agudas lulav. So he says, certainly, that according to us, that the entire purpose of doing the igud, as we've been learning in our shir, is only because of zekeli venveyu. That's the beautification of the mitzvah. There is no obligation to tie together. There's no chiv of igud, like Rabbi Yehuda learns. So as long as they're together in any fashion, that is adequate. As we continue to discuss the halachas of igud lulav, there are a number of rules that should be cited. One is that when we tie them together, when we tie the minim together, we should be careful to tie them the way they grow, where the head of the way it grows should be towards the top, and the bottom should be to the bottom. The hadassim, there should be three hadassim to the right side and two aravis to the left side. As we quoted in a previous shiur, the hadassim should be higher than the aravis. Also, it's very important, particularly if somebody doesn't have very long hadassim or aravis, or he has a very long lulav, this issue could come up. That, as we said a moment ago, we typically put the lulav and the hadassim and aravis in a holder, in the kaishalach. But let's say you have a tall lulav or short hadassim and aravis, and you want them to be sticking out of the holder, everybody, including yourself, should see them, so they may not go all the way to the bottom of the holder. And it turns out that when you're holding your lulav, the place that you're holding it, you're not holding in your hand, or in your hand, the hadassim naravis. And that is not acceptable, because the din is you have to take the dalaminim, and if you're not holding in your hand the hadassim naravis, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Another halacha is that the lulav should stick out a tefach above the hadassim and aravis. As we've said earlier, lahalacha you should use only one of the types of things that are to be used to fulfill the mitzvah, not a different min. You could use the leaves of your own lulav to tie the dalaminim, but not somebody else's lulav for your lulav. certainly on Yom Tov L'chatchila you should not tear leaves off your lulav, nor, as we said earlier, should you not on Yom Tov make the kesher. And if you're going to do it on Yom Tov because you forgot, then you should not make a knot. You can make a bow, or you could just put it into the holder. The minhag is to put three rings on the lulav keneged the shalosh others, corresponding to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. There are those that have a minhag that besides that on the lulav part, they put three rings. On the holder, they put two more rings. One should be careful. After he makes this, he should not pull the hadassim neravos in and out of that holder, because chas v'sholem, it could cause that the lulav become pasul. L'chatchila, one should not use an akum or a woman to make these ksharim, particularly according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there's a mitzvah to make the igud. So only somebody who's mechuyiv in the dalad minim should be tying the lulav. Somebody who themselves are not mechuyiv in the dalad minim should not be those who are tying it together.